Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Story that I'm really excited to share with you this evening and discuss with my next guest this evening has to do with sport. As I think said last week in our last sports conversation when Rafa Nadal retired and we were kind of looking at the longevity of sports careers for various factors of reasons. In similar line to that, we're now looking at how Players Union FIFPro and some of the top European leagues are actually not just complaining about but trying to sue FIFA over their expansion and their new international match calendar. So they're taking them to the European Commission. FIFA has increased their FIFA World Cup, has teams have increased to 32 from 2025 and to 46 by 2026. And what it means is that it places a really great burden, particularly on those top players. My next guest, Carl Lewis, an award-winning sports reporter and podcast host, is exceptional in understanding the business of sport and the sport of business, and joins me now. Carl, good evening. Welcome to Kaya Biz. It's so great to chat to you again.
Good evening, Rafiel. We're so good to be back with you. We used to talk on Fridays.
Yes.
So like Pavlov's dog, I get excited, but now I realize it's only Tuesday.
I know, right? It's like, oh, wow, it's almost the weekend if we're talking sports. Okay, but soon. So first of all, help us understand. The first thing that one wants to say is, but you guys are so highly paid. The bulk of you. What's the issue with the extra teams and the calendar that many are describing as abusive and unjustified?
No, I definitely think FIFPro have a point. So basically, what they've gone to the European Commission, they believe that FIFA, there's a conflict of interest. They are obviously global competition organizers and global governing body of world football. And they haven't really engaged their partners about the calendar. And this stems from basically the FIFA Club World Cup that they want to introduce in 2025, an expanded one to 32 teams. Then also the next World Cup in 2026, expanded World Cup with more teams. So this just means there's more player workload. And FIFPro, they monitor around 1,500 players and almost half of them, 54% of them, have excessive or high workloads. Just to put workloads into context for you, we take a look at Jude Bellingham, who's England's brightest young talent. He's played 251 games at the age of 21. Compare that to two decades ago when David Beckham played. He only played 54 at the age of 21.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's a lot more cases like that, but there's absolutely no doubt that the global calendar is so congested, so saturated. And I think they have a point, and we mustn't forget there's a power struggle here between FIFA and UEFA.
So this is something you and I have spoken about before, which is also why I wanted to talk to you about this. Leagues that are sort of more historic versus the big money churners. And I know FIFA is both historic and money churner because of the competition side of things. But I'm wondering how much of this trend might bleed into other sports and the business of sports in different spaces. Yeah. We have South African rugby players who seem very heavily worked. You and I have spoken to IPL before and how the IPL calendar congests a South African cricketer's calendar as well.
Yeah.
Let's just kick off with is it likely that something like this can bleed into other sports?
Yes, I'm so glad you actually brought this up because I was meaning to talk about this. Our South African rugby players, since we've moved to Europe, which is absolutely the right decision, since we've started playing in the United Rugby Championship with European teams, great move commercially and time zone wise, but our players are playing for basically 11 months of the year.
Yeah.
If we're honest, they're not getting much of a break. So it definitely is, as sport becomes more commercialized and making so much money in terms of broadcast rights, you know, the broadcasters, they want their fill. They want their games.
That's it.
They want to sell their ad space. So that just means more games. And yes, it's definitely affecting other sports. And I just look at rugby. I'm like, when do these Springbok guys actually rest? Luckily, SA Rugby has put some measures in place. I mean, you've seen Siya Kolisi doing the rounds, watching the women's Springbok women giving out. So they do have measures in place, but still, I think there needs to be a global consensus. And that's what FIFPro is looking for with FIFA. Mm. Let's have a discussion. Let's have a discussion. Let's talk about it. Let's plan this. Because you have to remember that FIFA, their cash cow is the World Cup.
Yes.
But they realize
every 4 years.
There's so much money in football.
Yes.
Let's have the expanded FIFA Club World Cup, and this can be another cash cow for us. So instead of having our, you know, cash cow 4 year cycle, we have two of those cash cows in that 4 year cycle. So it's also high stakes money at play here. We mustn't forget at the heart of all of this.
It's huge money. I mean, as I say, this conversation we were having on the back of Rafa Nadal last week, our guest was basically highlighting how few the big, highly paid guys are. So the Ronaldo level, Mbappe level endorsements plus game plays. But I think he said it was £300,000 a week for a top player like Mbappe, but it's like, or Euro maybe, and 30,000 for the rest on average, which is still a lot of money. It's still a lot of money, but it's not.
Yeah.
Is it worth your knees, is my question. So I'm curious to know, in your expert opinion, what is this going to do to the life cycles of athletes and the income cycle of athletes?
Yeah, it could definitely shorten it. Look, I mean, we can't ignore the fact that sports science has come a long way in the past 10 the professionalization, even of school sports. We look at our school rugby teams. They have nutritionists. So that is all well and good, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's still a lot of workload on their body. Top players are playing twice a week. At least you play Champions League on a Wednesday. Then on Saturday, you're back on the field. And I know for us watching it, might not 90 minutes running around might not seem a lot. But people have found with traveling, even now, Bafana players, they are in Brazzaville playing.
Yeah.
FIFPro are finding that players are spending 88% of their time in work-related matters. So whether they're traveling, whether they're training, or whether they're playing matches, 88% of their time is being spent in and around work instead of resting or being with family. So this is, and I feel this is a big moment for football, because yes, FIFPro looks after the players, but they are aligned with 30 the European leagues, which represents 30 countries in Europe. So the La Liga, the Spanish, the Premier League is involved in this. This is a massive, massive moment. So I'm really interested to see how FIFA, who obviously hold all the cards and the power, how they will play this out. Like I said, it's a power struggle at its core, and it comes down to money and each one trying to protect their interests.
Do you have a view on how this might play out, or is this too close to tell?
I honestly feel the schedule is too much.
Yeah.
But the FIFA Club World Cup in 2025 it's an intriguing prospect, but it's also unnecessary. No one has asked for it. But it would be interesting to see. I mean, you know, you go to North Africa, the clubs are enormous. They have big budgets. It would be interesting to see them play against Real Madrid and some of the South American teams. But no one really asked for this competition. I think FIFA just saw an opportunity to make some more money. So I think it's hard. I really can't predict, because FIFA is such a powerhouse and they usually get their way. But let's not forget, UEFA is a powerhouse in itself. But I think maybe there will be a happy medium.
Yes.
Let me not say happy medium.
But some.
I think
acceptable.
It will be a compromise. But I still think FIFA will get what they want. And Infantino, the president, he's a wily operator, and I wouldn't be surprised if he gets his way.
Always fascinating chatting to you, Carl. Thank you so much. Carl Lewis is an award-winning sports reporter and podcast host, and as you just heard, a very insightful and passionate lover of sports. Thank you so much for joining us this evening on Kaya Biz. I look forward to chatting to you again very soon.
Thank you, Rafael. Bye.
Ciao. 7:25. I'd love to hear from you. To Carl's point, we didn't ask for the FIFA Club World Cup. Are you looking forward to watching it in 2025? Do you care? Do you want to see Real Madrid play against Sundowns? I don't know if we can get that far. Are you interested in, I don't know, any other pairings up? And as he said, very big teams like Al Ahly and the like in the North African side of the world. are enough of us even watching this very CAF game right now between Congo Brazzaville and South Africa? I'm not sure if I would be watching it if it weren't on our screens. Let me know, 063-688-0959. Would you like more years of fewer games of Siya Kolisi, of Ronwen Williams, of any Mbappe even, or would you want to just pack it all into 4 or 5 years until their knees get out? Give out.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.